time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our mind. Check out our fun and educational trivia question on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook on our Be Unique radio page. For your chance to win every week, check us out. That's BUNEKE.org. That's BUNEKE.org.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a way to spend 15 minutes. Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Well, hello, Gene. How are you today?
Good, Mary. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. It's been such a busy day. I actually had a neighbor stop by, and all she wanted to do was ask me how I get so much done. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, you're always working, either in your yard or you're working on your business. Every time I talk to you or see you on Facebook, you're doing something new and exciting. I said, I'm just living my life.
Well, you are a machine. You definitely work.
I do, and I enjoy what I do. So that's all that really matters.
Multitask.
Guess what I have for you today?
My goodness. How about a word of the day?
I do. I have a word of the day. It was kind of spurred by a conversation you and I were having, as well as the conversation I had with my neighbor.
Ah.
Perfectionist. It's a person who refuses to accept any standards short of perfection. I try to accept less than perfect. And I know that I have had a habit of thinking that there are two ways to do things, the Mary way and the wrong way. However, in my effort to strive for flawlessness, I'm also self-criticizing and self-evaluating. It makes me more concerned about what other people think about what I'm doing. That's a lot of stress. There's a lot of work behind that.
Yeah.
So I'm working on, as Elisa would say, going with the flow and trusting the process.
Yeah. I like it. Really. I'm a recovering perfectionist myself.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I've gotten a lot better than I used to be. Yeah, it can be a challenge. It can be a blessing. You know, I like to think of perfectionists nowadays as like kind of a superpower.
Uh-huh.
So like the power of performance. I've got it, but I don't necessarily need to use it. But boy, if I need it, pow, I whip it right out and use it surgically, you know.
And I think that's kind of important.
Yeah.
Today's kind of important too.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, two very powerful things happened on this day, 1984, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
One of my dear friends had her first and only child. And I would be very surprised if he's listening, but hey, Joseph Smith, if you're out there, tell your mom, Tina, I said hello. But that same day, Joseph was born around noon. Not exactly sure of the precise moment of his birth, but my father also exited the earth at that time. He died that same day. Something else happened on January 25th.
Mm-hmm.
It's Florida Day.
Florida
Day. You're a Florida historian, aren't you?
I've studied a lot of Florida history. Yeah. I've been here 35 years now.
You've been here longer than I have.
Yeah, my degree in college was history, and I studied Florida history as part of it. Yeah, quite a history. I mean, I came from out west as a child. I learned Wyoming history because in pretty much, I think, every state in America, they teach you your state's history.
About fourth grade.
So that I knew that, and I knew a little bit about South Dakota because my dad was a tour guide. I used to ride the tour bus with him, and he would tell all the tourists South Dakota history. And then, you know, basically that I came to Florida, and that's where I studied history here. It's quite a long history. They say it had was under five flags.
Yeah, I've heard that. Do you know what those flags were, though?
Well, yeah, Florida changed places a lot during colonial times, I guess you'd say. Back in the 1500s, 1564, the French came sailing across here, and they settled up in North Florida around where Jacksonville is. And the Spanish, like the next year or later that year, went down to where St. Augustine is.
It should have been in what, Ponce de Leon?
Well, that was, his name was Menendez, perhaps. Pedro Menendez, I believe. The Spanish guy came there, and what was happening is back in Europe, the French and the Spanish were arguing and fighting because the Spanish were Catholic and the French, the Catholic and the Protestant Huguenots were fighting in France, and the Spanish were siding with them, but the Huguenots came to Florida, so the Spanish Catholic people came over and they, in cahoots with the others. So anyway,
brought the fight with them, huh?
Brought the fight over here. It was a mess. And they came and went, landed where St. Augustine is, the Spanish people did. And they walked up through the woods and snuck up on the French settlement up on the St. John's River and just got rid of them all.
Oh, wow.
Went back down and founded St. Augustine to make it the oldest continuously occupied city in the United States.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Quite a deal. That was my favorite part because that was, I got to work at a place where we told that particular story a lot. So
yeah, you know, you and I both live in Brevard County. Mm-hmm. And I know that one of the things that we have running the entire length of the county is a railroad track.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me anything about how that happened?
Well, that was quite an endeavor. This fella from up in the northeast was a railroad man, and he ran a railroad all the way down the East Coast, Florida East Coast Railway. And his main hub was going to be St. Augustine, kind of. He built a castle and stuff down there and school. And it's, you can still see the big, beautiful, ornate buildings. And that was his like place he was taking people. And back in the late 1800s is when that happened, 1895, 1890. And there was a big cold spell and all the oranges in northern part of Florida just died because they had several different cold spells, and the whole climate changed at that time, really, because orange growing country went clear down state and everybody was dying for oranges. And the story goes, a friend of mine told me that a lady down at the in Miami, where Miami is, had sent the railroad owner a big box of orange blossoms.
So was that owner Flagler? Was that his name?
Flagler, Henry Flagler. Yeah, he was the owner of the railroad.
Okay.
And so she sent him these orange blossoms, and he just built his railroad all the way down to Miami.
That's wild.
Get those oranges.
A box of orange blossoms was her way of saying, hey, we still have oranges down here.
Yeah, pretty wild.
That's really cool.
And, you know, Florida used to be two different states, really, technically, not states, but for most of its time, when it was passed back and forth under all the different flags between the English and the Spanish and the Americans and back to the Spanish and all over the place, there were two capitals. St. Augustine was the original capital of, like, the colony. They built West Florida was in Pensacola. It was a separate capital.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So they wanted to build a capital in between the two capitals is why we got Tallahassee built. And you think about how a lot of capitals are in the middle of the state. Well, it's not. It's way up in the panhandle, but it was in the middle between the two capitals when it was built.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I know you don't do pop quizzes well, but I was wondering if we could do like a lightning round. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. Can you just throw out some real quick facts about Florida that you know?
Well, I'm not as good at that as you are, if you've got any.
I don't.
Well, I'll tell you, I know it was, I can tell you that Andrew Jackson was the first territorial governor when it became an American state, American territory. And the people in Jacksonville at the mouth of the St. John's wanted it to name it, wanted to become a city and be part of the center of it. So they named the city after him, even though he'd never been there, if that helps.
Well, I learned something about Melbourne, which I mm-hmm. think is where you live.
Yeah.
Because of documentary that Be Unique is doing for the Melbourne Founders Museum.
Uh-huh.
The city was founded by three freed black men. They got together with some other people. They founded the city. They were the first people to move here. They founded the city. They created the first black house of worship. But the city was named after Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah.
And many ideas for how to, you know, what to name it. We don't know if they thought of naming it after any of these three men that originated here. But they ended up drawing a straw to choose the name. because they couldn't determine. So I guess the longest straw was, I don't know if it was attached to, or maybe they just drew a name out of the hat, but they did it by chance. And the reason Melbourne came about was one of the men, not the three freed black men who originated here. They didn't originate here. They came here after the Civil War.
He was a criminal in the yes. United Kingdom, was
yes.
banished to Australia as a convict, and married and left his wife and five kids and moved from Australia to Florida.
Yes. And so we named the city after his suggestion.
Melbourne.
That's yeah. kind of funny.
Yeah. He was the first post office guy.
Not the man from Melbourne. The first postal guy was he was called the sailing postman.
Oh, the guy up and down the river.
Yes. He was Captain Peter Wright. And he was one of the three freed black men who came here, a former slave who came here and founded this city.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, history is something I could talk about forever, but
you can't, not on this show.
Can't now. But want to tell everybody, we're awful happy you chose to take a break with us today, and look forward to hearing from you online. Please visit beunique.org. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Or as we said at the beginning of the show, BUNEKE.org.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. We have too much fun.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.